Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Wanting better returns from your investments is an obvious goal of every investor. However, our next guest says that most investors try to do this the hard way and are passing up a simple way of boosting performance. Rick Vandernoord is a certified financial planner, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Mike.
So, some secret sauce here for getting a little bit better return on our investments?
Yeah, let's call it secret sauce, just in that it's a lot more efficient and less risky than what most investors do. Performance boost is really a two-part equation. You can increase returns, or you can focus on decreasing costs. It's actually, the secret sauce is not so secret, is it? It's pretty intuitive, but performance is boosted by increasing returns or reducing costs. And most people go with the return boosting side instead of the cost reducing side.
Okay, so what's wrong with just trying to, you know, go for the top line first?
There's nothing really wrong with it. I would just say it's not as efficient. If you're going to boost or try to enhance your returns, you are invariably also increasing your risks. And that comes part and parcel with it. And I also, if you're successful at doing it as far as getting better returns, you're not going to be able to do it consistently. So in some years, you may be successful, and other years, you may not be successful. And even if you are able to increase the overall average return because of sequence risk, it doesn't necessarily translate into a much higher wealth. Consistency is really in the side of reducing costs. If you can reduce costs, it is a lot more consistent. It typically is something you can experience and enjoy every year.
Well, let's just go ahead and dive into how we do this. What's the simplest way to take a look at your portfolio and try to cut some costs?
So ultimately, just because you don't see a cost doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And something every investor should realize is all expenses and costs involved in managing your portfolio ultimately get paid for by you, the investor. So if you can save a dollar in cost, you have literally added a dollar to your wealth. And so as far as looking at, okay, who's all got their hands in the cookie jar here? The ones that come to mind would be there's manager fees, there's trading costs, there's trading tax. So when you, in a taxable account, when you buy or sell something, you're generating a gain often, and that generates a cost in the form of tax. There's also underlying investment expenses. And if you're using a planner, then there's obviously some advisor fees.
Do we have a number here that our listeners should be looking at? Let's say they have all of these things. Their cost may be out of line if it's more than 2%, 3%?
Well, okay, so the surveys that I've seen out there have total costs. If you add them all together, all of these, it kind of gets to be a performance drag of around 3.5%. And that's extremely punitive. So that would not be an absolute number. I'd say everything is relative. If you're at X percent, cutting costs below X is going to be a marked improvement. And in principle, the best thing to do is to do it yourself. Nobody cares more for you than you. It's your goals, it's your life, it's your hard-earned money, and so you should be captain of your own ship. But the realities are, and that's going to be the cheapest route, right? So you're going to preserve the most wealth if you don't have some of these layers in there. But the realities are, most people are just busy living life, and so they need some help with their financial planning, with their investment management. And so really all I'm saying in our program today is to not ignore, you know, it's a lot more fun to increase and boost returns, but just don't ignore the cost side of things. And every dollar you save in cost is a dollar added to your wealth.
Rick, as always, thanks for your time today.
You got it, Mike.
Rick Vandernoord is a certified financial planner. Spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can also connect with us and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.